Right, good. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Turn on.
No, nothing.
If you want to, it's perfectly fine. You can whoop as much as you like. It's a joint show. There's you know, no one's in charge. You know, this is like it's a proper socialism in
Yeah.
practice, right?
Amen.
There we go. So here we go. This is the episode 13 of 14. This is our penultimate episode. Shock. And today we are going to be talking about the very important subject of gratitude. And the idea being is that we're going to talk about things that we're grateful for in our lives, what we're grateful for over the COVID period, and maybe even our favorite part of the series that we've done so far. We're going to have two different classes, two different groups, because we can't all be in the same room at the moment, because half of us have jobs. And so the more valuable members of the team will be joining us in the afternoon.
This is broke session.
Wow.
So
Oh my goodness.
this will
That is
be
true, though.
no. We're the ones that can actually get up in the morning. I think that's the truth. You know, this is it. We're the early morning ones. So we got Dan, we got Imna, we've got Hashim here, and we'll be joined by the others later on. We're going to be talking about gratitude. Gratitude is obviously one of these great emotions that we should all have, because we are so lucky right now, in so many ways. We have our health, we have our homes, we have our families, and we've got some security because we know the university starting in September. So it's really useful now to, I think, just to, as we're coming to the end, just to express gratitude for people, things, and just life in general. And with that in mind, I would like to be grateful that Imna alerted me to this call today, because I was 15 minutes late. Sorry. And that maybe
Welcome.
you would share forward this gratitude journal.
Are you telling me to start in fancy words?
Oh dear me. Did I fail you as well or not yet? Can I still? Okay. Yeah, go.
Okay, stuff I'm grateful for. I'm really grateful for the internet. This is the first and foremost thing that I'm primarily very grateful for. Because I think without the internet, I would have gone stir crazy sitting at home. And it's because of the internet that I can go to so many Zoom calls and, even do this podcast with you guys and things like that. I'm also very grateful for Zoom, by the way. And I realized just how grateful I was for the internet on the day that my internet went out and I had multiple things scheduled on that day, and I was freaking out. I had to go to a mall in a mask, packed up so much of my stuff. I was camping out at this coffee shop at the local mall. Wasn't so sure how safe that was, but I mean, what you gotta do. And it was just a day, honestly, a single day that I did not have internet, but I seriously felt the effects of it. I think we don't realize just how much we are dependent on the internet. I just wanted to point that out. But yeah, I'm also grateful for friendships, relationships. I've been keeping in touch with a lot of folks over this time, especially our little batch over here. We get to do this podcast every week, and I get to see you guys, I get to hear you guys, and we have an awesome bond, I feel, for our batch that a lot of oh, hi, Olivia, that a lot of university students don't really get to have in their entire batch. Oh, that's so distracting. She's a cute cat. But yeah, I mean, generally, you'd find that in most batches, we'd have a lot of beef. There are bound to be some folks that kind of disrupt the peace, and then people start taking sides, and there's fights, and there's drama. But I'm glad that we're able to work through our drama. It's not like everything's smooth sailing for us, but honestly, at the end of the day, I think we have amazing teamwork. And I'm really excited to go into the next year with you guys.
That's amazing. Well done. And, you know, we also appreciate the internet. And we remember when you went to Russell Kamer and tried to do an episode with us. And poor Dan was left all on her own. But you did a wonderful job. On to Dan. Dan.
Okay. Hello. So there are two things that I'm grateful for. And one of them is my mother. Since I was a student in high school that had no self-esteem and no self-confidence, and my mom was the one that brought me up every single time, because I have lost interest in a lot of things if it wasn't for her, and she pulled me back to reality. The thing that happened was that I went from being a straight A student to shifting my focus on friendship, which took a toll on my studies, and I lost a lot of confidence not knowing what failure meant back then. So when I think about it now, my mom could have easily given up on me and told me that I could fend for myself, but she didn't. And she kept with my terrible, terrible behavior and kept supporting me. And I am now because of my mom. And I'm sure, hope that she's proud of who I am to be at this point. And the other thing that I'm grateful for during the COVID lockdown would be my creative abilities to write poems and write stories. So again, because of I recently graduated high school, there are a lot of pre-exams, studies, final exams, homework, and it's been a major barrier on my creativity. And I think the reason why my creative side came out was because of one of my school teachers, my English teacher. I never had an ability for writing poems before, but in fifth grade, my teacher told me that I should participate in a poem writing competition. And because of that, I came out second. And ever since then, I've been writing poems. And some of my poems have been published on Gulf News and different magazines as well. So I'm grateful for my teacher to show me that I can write poems and I have a creative side in me that's not only this boring person. Because when I think about it, I've had a choice to like write and making the background stories for my characters, giving them dialogues and thinking of them in my head, giving different voices. It's all a different new experience for me, because living in the real world is, it's okay. It's fine. There's a lot of experiences up and down, but thinking of your own world in your head, it's just another different experience over there. So thanks to COVID-19, I have been able to write at least about 4 to 15 stories and different poems.
Between 4 to 15, yeah, that's quite a big gap. You know, it's like,
yeah.
4 or 15. That's like what fits just into an egg box, you know, like a big egg box, and what fits into a very small egg box. Was it 4 or 15?
That is true.
And also these voices in your head, what are they telling you to do?
Most of them are just most of them are just telling me to stop watching anime. But I can't really do that, since anime is one of the reasons why I have my creativity flowing through, since there are so many different genres where I can look through and look at different ideas for my stories and write and read and all that. And the other one is just telling me to continue writing, because for me, writing is, I need poetry just like other people need air. Because I think...
So let's do a poem together. Okay, there was a young lady in Ras Al Khaimah.
Oh man,
Hashim,
and her mother didn't know what to name her.
Dan, go.
Towards the end of her naming session, they planned to call her Imna.
Doesn't rhyme with a limerick, but carry on.
And then she moved to live under a mountain. The end.
Okay, not all poetry needs to rhyme.
Because there are rhythmic ways of poetry, and there are blank words. What we did now is blank words.
I love how Steve just did something completely random and weird, and Dan took that to like a whole other level. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
He's trying to add some value there. I mean, you did. You that was deep. That's usually Hashim's role. So well done.
Thank you.
Good. Speaking of our boy Wonder, tell us, Hashim, we're also grateful for your fashion sense. I think that's true. We don't say that. But what are you grateful for?
Yeah, I love my fashion sense too, but what I'm grateful for and what really stood out to me during these times of isolation was solitude. So we had these, because I'm a very extreme extrovert. So I'm always around people, I'm always talking to people, I'm always outside. And being forced to stay home and be confined to a certain space and being confined to seeing certain faces every day, the exact same faces. I'm also grateful for those faces, but I'm grateful for the opportunity to just sit alone and to reflect on myself, to reflect on my studies, to think, okay, I'm here, what am I gonna do now? Because I felt, because of the internet or because of different things and the speed of things in the normal world before COVID, it was kind of hard to do that. I had to do it, I had to force it. I had to stay out from what's happening around me and to just sit home and force myself to reflect. So yeah, solitude is really big for me, and I love the time that I spend alone, just kind of, you know, listening to the other voices in my head, like Dan, but I'm trying to, you know, filter them out. The second thing that I'm grateful for is my health. My health, because without my health, I wouldn't be here and I would have done this beautiful podcast with you people. And I wouldn't have gone 50 kilometers to buy used books so that I can read them during the COVID quarantine. So yeah, I'm really grateful for that. And I'm able to work out and to push my body to the extreme. And yeah, we're going to be coming back to the MDX teams next year, I hope so, where we can all showcase our health.
Yeah. So Imna was saying how she just loved the camaraderie and all the friendships that they formed, and you said you're so glad not to be with Imna.
Okay, husband, I get the message.
It's not me, it's you.
Oh, no.
Or no, wow. That's not how that goes. No, that's not how that goes. Not just him, just everybody.
Okay, there's no problem. You know, I mean, you know, we're only including you because, you know, to keep Arjun company. You know, it's fine. He's happy now. You know,
he needs a buddy.
He needed a buddy, but it's fine. It's okay, right? We'll just start the lesson without you. We will lock the door. It's fine. When you're trundled up late, it's fine. You can be isolated in the library. It's fine. In fact, there's too many people there. You know, don't go there. And then you go 50 kilometers to get books. You know, I heard of Amazon.
Yeah. It's a special bookstore. Okay. It's a House of Prose, so they have all these used books and very specific books. So I try to get anything that they have. And a lot of people don't read classics, so I get really good deals. So everybody out there, don't you read classics. You keep these prices low so I can keep buying them.
So we talk about gratitude. So the first thing we said, what is one thing that you've been grateful for in your life or over the COVID period or both?
During the COVID period, something which I have been very grateful is that I could talk to people. Like, even though if we have been in most distance places, so much like through different applications, we did video conferencing. And that's something which normally in a normal day we don't do, and which I have been very much grateful to those people who created something like that. I can talk to people, I can talk to my friends and all those, but still we are always in connection with each other. So it's something quite great, which I felt. And also quite great enough is that I was been learning certain courses, like right now, like online courses came up, which give us like boost us in little more skills. So that is something which I'm pretty grateful to.
Like big life. What is something or something that you a privilege that you have got that which you're grateful for, or a person who's contributed to you who in your life, like long life, not just like a big or a big thing that's made you?
My professors. Like, because it's like it's okay, it's not, it's only for lifetime, because okay, my professors, okay, whether it may be you, whether it may be Mark, whether it may be Nadia, all three of you, okay, in my first year, it's too early to say, but still, I'm going to say it. You guys taught me so much things, okay, whether it may be Mark getting in terms of writing, which I'm currently doing in office, like, okay, where for Mark, it normally takes around 1.5 days to write an article. I do that in workflow in 3 hours, getting like a sort of a good number of word article ready, and it's getting published and all those. So it's something. And when it comes to Nadia, Nadia is like, okay, you have to know the laws, you have to know this thing, you have to know that thing. And Nadia was one of the reasons of podcast, because my final assignment was based on, like, my final assignment, when others opted the way to write, I was the only person who opted the way to do a podcast and submit it. That's why, in terms of grades also, it was quite reflected. Like, okay, she was pretty happy with that. She was like, okay, last year people were going to do, and then after they didn't do. Then when it comes to you, Steve, it's like, yeah, you were the one who basically taught me how to properly edit videos, which for a long term helped me in my YouTube. For creating YouTube content, it has very much helped me. Not even that, and also certain social media strategies over our course, which I use right now over like handling the social media pages of our company. Like I do say, okay, why not we do this method and like just do a post, promote the post, and like just check how the rating will be and all those. So yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. That's, I don't know, I feel really happy. That's glad that I've got something I can still pass on. I'm still valuable.
Since the wake of lockdown, most of us were given the opportunity and the time to reflect on where we are in our lives, whether it's our studies, our careers, our relationships, or our mental state. This opportunity has been an adventure, at times smooth, at times rocky, with moments where I got to run down the hill and enjoy that, and some where I struggled to climb up the hill and barely made it, but I'm grateful for it nonetheless.
Okay. So I will do a little bit of gratitude now, I suppose. So we've had mums, friends, solo, health, internet, and poetry. This is very good. Nice ones. I have a lot. Because I'm not so old, I have so many. I'm very grateful to, obviously, first of all, to everyone who's spoken to us and been part of our interviews, our Intercom Group Plus sessions. So whether that's Asri Bendasha, or whether it's Karine or Zara, or Guillermo, who we spoke to, or Mina, or Sione. So we're grateful for all of those people, and also for our forthcoming guests who are still to appear. So we've got Natalie Kashur, who's going to be speaking to us this week, and we've also got, next week we have a panel, which from Samira has done. So we're going to be very grateful for Ian Munro, for Adrienne Doolin, and also for Shana Tafel. And hope also gratitude to anyone else who happens to become a guest on the show in the meantime. So there's still a little bit of time. But as well as all those people, I think I've got to be grateful for my chiropractor, Dr. Neda Rafai. I have to say that because all of my physical sporting achievements happened to start about 10 years ago. And if it wasn't for regular chiropractory, I wouldn't have been able to do anything. I've had so many injuries and falls and breaks, and well, not breaks, but just like twists and tears over that period. When I was doing my boxing, I'd been training for like 4 or 5 years on my boxing, and then I got a bad hit, and I wouldn't have been able to do my first fight if she hadn't been there to twist my neck and put it back into place. Also tore core muscles, and I've tore ankles and knees and things. So then she's always been able to put physio and sort me out and know exactly where we are, and helps a lot of our friends out as well. So that's, and if it hadn't been for that, I would not have done any physical sports or activities at all in my life.
Hey, Steve. Steve, we're grateful that you're alive.
That is so true. Because not only have you hit your neck on the roller coaster episode, you're even talking about neck hits here. Is your neck okay?
Just so you know, if you need any neck twisting, we're here for you.
Yeah, that's also true. I should say no.
One of you holds the feet and one that holds the head. Yeah, well, that's that. So I'm also very grateful for the opportunity, obviously, of working at Middlesex, which you all have been wonderful. And I'm grateful for the award. But I'm very grateful to everyone who nominated me for that award and for everyone who's putting all the nice comments on LinkedIn. So I really appreciate that. I mean, it's when you get into the world of work, which you three are still to start, you will often find that...
Wow.
Well, it's okay. Take your time. Not too much longer, but a little bit. You'll find that when you're doing a job well, you don't get any praise because that's what you're supposed to do, right? It's like you get your salary, we're paying you. You do the job well, well, yeah, that's what we're paying you for. It's only when you do something wrong that anyone takes any notice of you, right? And so it's really special when, you know, you do get an appreciation. It doesn't matter, you know, what it is, but to be appreciated for and to receive gratitude. I suppose that is a bit of gratitude from the university, I suppose, in many ways, which is and from the community around. So I really appreciate that, receiving gratitude and giving gratitude back. I think that's also, it's a cyclical thing. I think it does have a lot of value for everybody. Best bits from the show, anyone?
Yeah.
Go.
I mean, yeah, so for me, it's obviously, I liked the gaming one the best. Because the thing is that from then until now, I've improved a lot more in Mobile Legends as well. So I'm happy about that. And I went from being a novice person back then, which I could say that my ranking, I would still call novice, to now it's much better because I've changed from playing with a cat elf that throws boomerang and turns people into bunnies to a person who sits on a moon, has a rabbit on her lap, and throws sparkles at people.
In real life or yeah. On the game?
The game. Why would anyone... I would actually be interested to see a person ride around the moon with a bunny in her lap.
Petition to make Dan the face of the new DreamWorks logo.
Yes. Yes. Seconded. We shall put one on the and the UK British University will create petition.com. And the
there UK
if we get like 100 people to nominate from the show, the Parliament will have to discuss it.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine? Anyway,
my favorite incongruent episode was the one Arjun, our fellow incongruable, hosted, based on movies and TV shows, ones we've been enjoying and ones we'd like to watch in the future or once the cinemas open up. And I loved the energy. I loved how he had incorporated some fun questions, which were quite unique and very specific to each person, which made it very special.
So Dan's favorite bit is her flexing about her achievements on Mobile Legends, right? Imna.
I think I especially remember the one I hosted, which was makeup, because I was exceptionally nervous for that one. And also because I remember y'all showing up with face masks. And it was so interesting because the guys were the ones that were the most enthusiastic about that episode. And that really took me by surprise. Because I was expecting that this was going to be something that maybe not everyone would be able to relate to and be kind of slow. But honestly, you guys were amazing and full cooperation from your side with all sorts of stuff on your face. I remember Harshim had charcoal. Was it the charcoal mask? Yep. Scared a lot of people with that one. Steve had like this tiny little strip on his nose and he kept chastising everyone that didn't come with the face mask. But yeah, that was a very fun episode.
It was good. Oh, that was like one of our first ones. It was like number 4, number 5. Hashim.
Yeah, no, I didn't like the beauty episode. I liked it in the beginning, not after the mask. But I, yeah, that wasn't good.
No pain, no gain, Hashim.
Yeah, yeah, keep it to yourself. Yeah, but my favorite episode was the books, because it was the first time that I actually realized you guys actually, like, you have different interests and books aren't just one thing or another. And because all we talk about is either journalism or weird Gulf News articles. But other than that, we don't really discuss anything else that's written. Maybe the Bible, you know, if we get so bored in class. But other than that, yeah, I learned that you read different things. and it was a really nice episode. Yeah.
Coloring?
Yeah. I discussed the Bible with Emna every week or every second week in our Bible discussion class. So that was really fun too. But the books episode really stood out to me, and we went really into depth about what we like. Maybe we can learn more about each other and the state of reading, how it affects us. Yeah. So that was my favorite.
Okay. For me, my favorite show is definitely the TV and film show, which I hosted. And also my pilot show, which I did. Okay, all shows which I did, I love them.
That's all right. That's what everyone else did as well.
And also the show with Mina Likon. She was one of a kind. I was struggling to intercept her dialogue, but unfortunately, I couldn't do that.
That's fine, but that's what you want as a good guest. You know, she was a good guest. She could talk the way.
Yeah, she was a really great guest.
The best one of the groups was the fitness one, I think. I thought it was so fun to listen to all the fitness techniques and hacks that you all had, and whether it was walking on the spot or doing all of, I think you're, was it, it was Dan's dad had all of these different hacks that you were doing, right? That was so much fun.
Yeah,
it was like learning,
punching
him. Yeah, doing your little kickboxing, what have you. So that was my favorite one, because it's actually one of our most popular ones on the whole series. As well on stats.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason.
Ooh. Yeah.
So I like that one, and I also like the interviews that you've all done, especially the one with Ashley Bandasha, because Dan, obviously you were abandoned. Sorry, the internet broke down. So
you were wrong.
And
I was abandoned.
And
you were deported. Yeah.
The interview with Kareem was also very, very well done. She gave some really inspiring quotes there. About fighting through adversity and all of that. She gave us our first big boost, I think, in terms of listenership. So I thought those were the best ones. Who from the other side are you most grateful for?
Samira and Imna. I'm so grateful because Samira was the one, okay, when they were like, when I was like, okay, we need to create a website. Like, I was literally, I'm always in conversation with Samira. At least, like, every single day we are in conversation, some or the other stuff. So when I was getting on the design of website and all those, I was like, okay, Samira, something like this I would like to do. She was like, okay, fine, just then she was the one, she was like a main help in developing all the content in the website, whether it may be about the presenters and how to get the site quite better and all those in terms of color schemes and all. She was the one who was like the most reliable person to actually get on to one way. And also to when it comes to Imna is like, what to say? She has a spark. She has a spark. It's like you give her the work. Okay, there are only like very few times she does forget work. But once you just like, Imna, can you please send it? She'll be like, just give me some time, I'll send it. Like, okay, so sometimes she'll be like, okay, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, I didn't do this. But still, she makes sure that the thing gets on track. And she was also pretty, during last Thursday, all social media posts, she was the one who did. I'm like, Imna, are you sure you're not getting pressurized with work, right? She's like, no, dude, it's fine. I'm doing it. I'm managing it. In any case, thanks for checking out and all those. Like, she was happy enough to do things.
Well, Zena, because she's just this kind of person who says a lot of psychological based things on the topic, and it intrigues me a lot, and it intrigues my mom, to be honest. She really enjoys both Zena, Hashim, and Imna's talks as well. Because Everything you guys say is really interesting to my mom and my dad as well. So yeah, thank you for that.
Oh, there are the listeners. You know, remember we were at 9 and then we had 2 listeners? It's Dan's mom and dad. None of my family are listening.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay.
So this is what we all said this morning.
That's fine.
We're going to play what they said earlier.
Arjun.
Outside?
Almost graceful for Arjun because he levels the ground.
Cute. The romance lives on.
Imna, you've got the vote.
Well, honestly, I'd have to say Arjun as well, because I think I've just been able to appreciate so much of his go-getter attitude.
It's getting like...
I think he's pretty selfless when it comes to, you know, managing his time. He's got a lot of stuff going on, but like if I ever need anything, and even if I don't like actually say it, he sometimes like calls me up and he's like, hey, I know you're handling Instagram, and I know you have other stuff going on, you know, can I help you in this way? He just like checks up on me and on the work that I'm doing, and that's like really awesome. You know, he's just being a good friend, and having his best foot forward, looking out for the podcast. I think I really appreciate that about him.
Someone I'm most grateful for of the incongruent team is probably again Arjun, because I was there to observe his dedication and commitment and excitement towards being involved in this project from the very beginning, and I was always so amazed and so impressed by how a person could, regardless of what they were going through in their personal life, how they could wholly commit to something. And he's a person that through this project I got to witness gives 110% of himself and his time and his efforts.
Yeah, I'm also very grateful for Arjun because he's got most of the technology behind this. So although I'm doing a lot of the editing side, it is motivational for me to know that I'm not doing everything on my own. And so he has edited his own shows, and he's put us on all the podcasting directories, and he's took on a little bit of the Instagramming as well. But yes, I think he's been very, 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 very supportive of the whole progress, and one of the reasons this has succeeded.
A rising star of the year for our uni.
Well, yeah, why not?
Probably.
In the stuff, like, okay, I'm literally going to tears right now. I'm pretty overwhelmed. Like Imnas, I'm heard quite overwhelmed. Harshim's is like, okay, Harshim says I am leveling the ground, but yes, if there is no leveled ground, there is no way like the podcast would grow this much.
You all have done exceptionally well.
Aww.
Aww. Thank you. Yeah. So do you, and so have you.
I said that with sincerity, which is
yeah.
Which,
wow,
that was my...
exactly, guys. Cherish this moment. Steve is actually complimenting us.
Yes.
True. That is also true.